Now, come on, Ms. Carlene. We're on question 11 on page 76.
That's what I meant.
Question 11. Yes, question 11. Or we could just ask why. Yes. Yeah, I know. Why? Because I said so, Carlene. That's right.
It's just the way my brain works. Sorry. I wanted to know where I was going.
Okay, yes, we're on question 11.
See, I even did the work.
So I know, look, you even got, yes, and that is going to be a requirement in our next book. I haven't been so requirement oriented in this book, but it is going to be a requirement that there is work done in your book. It's not that difficult to go through these a couple of questions every day and be ready for Sunday school. Okay?
Remember, at one point I asked you, I don't know how the other ladies feel about it, but would we ever, if we all took a question,
exactly,
to answer it? I'm sorry, I am a get involved person. I'm not a good listener. I like to have a conversation about what I'm learning.
Yeah, and that will work into it. It's like, okay, we're going to go. It's just I never know how many questions we're going to get to in an actual lesson time. But I'm going to start assigning things.
Yeah, and so even if you don't get through it, at least they'll know
that they have to do it by next time. Okay, so in Acts 9:36. We see that Paul has come to the city of Joppa. I lost my place. I'm like, where am I at? So it says, now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. So, if someone called you a Dorcas, what would that say about you?
It's a good thing, right?
It should be a compliment, not something derogatory. It should be
you're a dork.
Well, right, and
my son keeps calling Brenda Dorcas. You're a Dorcas. And she gets so mad. I'm going, why are you mad? You know it's a Bible name.
It's a good thing. It's a, you know, and her brother probably doesn't mean it that way. But exactly. But making it feminine. There we go. He's making it feminine. No, that's not the case here. Yes.
I really would prefer that they complimented me differently. Because everybody does not know.
Right.
What that name is, yes.
And if you say it really fast, it doesn't sound like
it. It just doesn't sound nice, no. So we know that Dorcas was full of good work. She was always doing something to help other people. Sometimes, though, it costs us something. It costs us to do good. And what might the world call you instead of a Dorcas? Well, no, not in a good way. What would they call you because you do good all the time?
I don't know.
A do-gooder, a goody-goody. Okay, so but they're not saying it because they're making a compliment. They're not calling you a goody-goody because they like it. They're being facetious, exactly. They're putting you down in a nice way, you know.
But that goes back to the word Dorcas, though, because you could say it in such a way that it's not a compliment.
Right, so when the world notices that we're always striving to do the right thing or the good thing, it goes against their grain, their nature. And so they're going to try to make you feel guilty, I guess, in a sense, for your convictions, what you're doing, why you're doing them, but we also know that when we're persecuted in that way, we're doing something right, because our Lord was, he always did good. He was always, and the disciples, and they were always, you know, put down and persecuted for, you know, doing what was right. So we're in good company if that happens. Sometimes you're good, we think that our good deeds are going unnoticed because no one is actually making a comment about them. But the Lord sees everything. So we know that the Lord will reward us in due time when he sees fit. Someone will come to you and, you know, say something, or, you know, somebody will do something for you. That's a reward in itself. And so persevere. Don't get discouraged about doing good things for other people.
Listen, I notice even with my family.
Right.
And even since I've started going to church, and I do it every the Monday and the Wednesday and the,
and then whenever
you get the comments from people, you know. All you do is go to church. Mm-hmm. Don't you have anything else to do?
No.
Or my son made a comment the other day, just about little bitty things. And at first it was irritating me, but then I stopped and I thought, so you notice I'm doing something different. Mm-hmm. That made me feel better,
mm-hmm.
because now you notice there's a change in me, and that's what I want you to
exactly.
see.
Exactly, and that
change. In
exactly,
me.
So. And you could let's just take a work situation.
Yeah.
You could work with people, let's say, for months and months. You've worked with them for, you know, X amount of time. But when something comes up, you are usually the first one that they come to ask for prayer,
mm-hmm.
ask for help,
mm-hmm.
because they comfort, or they're the ones that, it always seemed like everybody tells me things, mm-hmm. and it's like, but why do I have to know these things? Why? You know, and you want, exactly. But it's like, but if you're a listener and you have compassion, it comes out. And so people gravitate to that. They know that they can tell you something, and you're not going to be the one blabbing it to everybody else in the workplace, you know.
Excuse me, what page number are you on?
76.
Okay, thank you.
And so, you know, the very top question, 11 and 12 is where we are. So when that happens, it's a good thing, but it's also one of those, why, Lord, why do I have to carry? Now it's like, okay, now I know this about such and such a person and their family. And it's like, oh, you know, why? Why did you feel I needed to know this? Or I have to carry this? But it's because God knows your heart, and he knows what you're going to do with it. You're going to pray about it. You're going to give comfort if you can. Those kinds of things. And it shows, even though you may not outwardly be doing something all the time good for somebody, it shows. And it's going to come out.
And sometimes they come and they tell you these things because it helps them.
Exactly.
It helps them to talk it out.
And then they
hear what they say.
And they tend to come to their own conclusions,
yeah.
and deal and be able to deal with their own situations. You've just been a sounding board, in a sense. You've just listened, because listening is an art that some people don't have. You hear things, but you're not listening. Our husbands are good for that. They hear stuff and they don't listen. You're not listening to me.
You're on tape.
That's right, you're not listening to me. Goodness, question 13. Goodness lifts loads and helps the helpless. It's often done in secret and seen only by God. Many people are too busy to help others. Review the things that you listed as acts of kindness in lesson 8, question 12, page 69. And it says, what good deeds can you add to the list? I looked back at mine, what I had written down. I just added a few things, taking someone, you know, if someone asks, can you take me here? Can you take me there? If it's in your ability to do that, why not? It's fellowship. It's like my husband's always said, we have our car because God gave it to us. We have money to put gas in the car because God gave it to us. It's all God's, so why not use it? And so that's the way I've always felt about it. If I can do something and go for somebody or take somebody something or help them out in some way, I'm just doing it for the Lord. And, you know, I'm still getting benefited, even though it took part of my day. Or, you know, if I have the time to be able to do that for someone, why not? I get fellowship. I get something out of it. They get something out of it. And we're all happy. So, but sometimes doing good and you don't, if it just seems like it happens and you're always the one giving out and nothing seems to be coming back, you can be very frustrated in a sense that, does anybody notice what I do? You know, I guess the worst place is in our home when you're doing this and you know, it's like you have to bring it up that, oh, did you see what it did? Or, you know, well, look what I did. Yes. Mm, yeah. Exactly. And you know, there's not necessarily a thank you. There's not, you know, wow, look what you did today. No.
What you didn't do.
Exactly.
Where's Jenna?
Uh-huh, yeah. So, right. I've been sitting here eating bonbons all day. So, yeah, you know. So, yes, it didn't happen by osmosis. Most of the stuff that gets done. So a lot of what we do as women is not always appreciated the way we think maybe it should be. But we have to look at our reasoning behind it. What's our motivation? Am I doing it for recognition? Am I doing it for just my family so that they think I'm a good person? Or am I doing it for the Lord? Am I being a servant? Am I serving my family and others because the Lord wants me to? Or am I doing it for me because I want the recognition? I'm back to the it's all about me issue again. And that's kind of been our running theme through our book, is who are we doing this for? You know, it's not about me. It's about the Lord, and it's about how I can do for others that makes me content and the fruit of the Spirit come forth in my life. And if we allow interruptions and things in our life to stop us from doing good, then that's on us. Because there is always time to do what God wants us to do. It's a choice. We can choose to be yielded to what He wants us to do.
To be sincere.
To be sincere about it. To ask Him. I mean, do we even ask Him, Lord, who can I do something nice for? Thank you, Ronnie. Who can I do something? Show me how to be kind today. Show me how to love more today. Show me how to have more joy today. Are we asking the Lord to use these fruits that we are learning about in our lives every day? I'm not. I don't always do it, but I should. I should be asking the Lord how do I use who I am and what you've made me for other people today instead of thinking about myself. Let's try to finish 14 and then we'll it goes into the top of page 77, but we'll at least read the scripture. 2 Corinthians 9:8. We're right over by there, so 2 Corinthians 9:8. I like this verse because it has all the alls in it. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. There's no excuse. There's no reason why we can't. Because God is able. That's the whole nutshell. God is able to do it through us if we allow him to. He's not going to do it on, you know, he's not going to force you, physically do it to you. But God is able to give us the ability to a child of God has, a child of God has no excuse for not doing good works. It says, what help do we have according to 2 Corinthians chapter 9? We have God. And it says, his grace is, he is able to make all grace abound. Not a little bit of grace, but all grace. That we always, having all sufficiency, and we're having everything that we need at our disposal. That's what that means. In all things, the good and the bad. Just like this verse is perfect for Bev's situation. Don't you think? Well, yeah, yes. In the flesh, she does, yes. Yeah. But yeah, you don't want to turn her over, but God is able to do it all. And to make it can be a good thing. It can turn out for good because God's on your side and Ashley's side and Lily's side and there's more, and God, you know, we're all on your side and there's more good going into this. We just have to be careful that we're not aware of the evil that's in the world and the evil that can happen, but God is able. He knows the future, so.
But if you also think about it, sometimes for the bad, in the long run, there comes the good.
Yeah.
So even though you have something bad, in the long run, you may not understand it right now, but in the long run, like you said, the judge not listening, but in the long run, there could be something that makes the judge have to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's for the good.
Yeah. Okay, so the 20th will be our next lesson. We're going to start on question 15. Now, question 15. It says, how can we be eyes, ears, hands, feet, and a strong back to a world in need? Each one of these, your eyes, your ears, your hands, your feet, your back. I want you to write something down in there how you can use your eyes, your ears, your hands, your feet, and your back to do something for somebody else. That's your assignment for next week. And if you haven't said the verse, which everybody did, then it'll be the other ones that'll have to say it.
I already said my verse.
That's what I said. That's what I said. You guys all said your verses, so
we're all good.
You're all good.
We're all good.